Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 324 for Thursday, March 26th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker on Thursday, feeling pressure from U.S. soybeans and soy meal, along with some speculative selling. Canola was down $4 to $7, with the most active May contract down $7.10 at $453.50 per ton. The Canadian dollar was higher against its U.S. counterpart, which furthered the losses, as the stronger loonie makes canola less desirable on the international market. Speculators liquidated positions before the release of the USDA Spring Planting Intentions Report, which is due out on Tuesday. However, U.S. soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures were all stronger, which helped to underpin values. Traders are also putting a weather premium into the market, as much of Western Canada is considered too dry. Commercial demand for canola remains strong. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all lower. Soybeans were down 2 to 4 cents, with the May contract checking in at $9.74 per bushel. Reports of good yields in Brazil and Argentina are weighing down prices. There is growing speculation that Tuesday's USDA report will show more U.S. farmers plan to grow soybeans this year. Net soybean sales from the U.S. shot up 54% last week from the prior four-week average. However, the rising U.S. dollar canceled out many of those gains. A new forecast calls for the soy harvest in Brazil to top 85.8 million tons. Corn was down 3 to 4 cents, with the most active May contract checking in at $3.91 per bushel. A report from the USDA shows net sales for delivery in 2014-15 dropped 435,000 metric tons for the current season, so that's down 13% from the previous week. Hedge fund managers decided to exit out from some of their long positions as well. Although there are widespread ideas farmers in the U.S. will not plant as much corn this season as soybeans, some investors are waiting until the USDA report comes out on Tuesday before taking any action. On the bullish side of things, crude oil rose today, which bolstered the demand for ethanol. Wheat was sharply lower, down 20 cents, with the May contract in Chicago down 20 to come in at $4.98 per bushel. The strength of the U.S. dollar is making international sales of U.S. wheat very difficult. This was reinforced by the USDA report that showed net sales last week hit just 181,000 metric tons. Coming into today's report, some analysts have thought that number would be closer to 300 to 700,000 metric tons. Meanwhile, there are forecasts for rain for portions of the winter wheat crop in the U.S. that is expected to alleviate some of the concerns over dryness. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, March 26th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.